Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine, sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and Island Drug, and devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the finest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Okay. We got an hour to go here. Are you ready?
Here we are on the Pete Talbot Show. Well,
don't give me a hard time about this.
Well, it is your show.
It is your show. You're the host.
But I saw the snarl on his face when he said it.
That's just the way he looks.
I'm snarly by nature. What can I do?
All right. Okay. We're taking names. We're taking calls. Whatever. Let's go to Mount Lake Terrace and talk with Terry. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Terry.
Oh, hi there. Well, my question really is about vitamin C as a treatment for an adjunctive treatment for coronavirus or any other viral infection, for that matter. And it seems to me like it's been known for a long time that it's very effective. I'm starting to experience some cold-like symptoms, but I'm also heterozygous for a hemochromatosis variant. Mm. Okay. And I can keep it under control by paying attention to my methylation. It seems to suppress the expression of that. But if I start taking high-dose vitamin C in the 10 to 12,000 a day range, liposomal, what is the risk that I might face with vitamin C-iron interaction?
Relatively low, and that's simply because the gut has a limit to how much vitamin C it can absorb. You know, when you look at the studies where they're using very high-dose vitamin C for as an antiviral or as an anti-cancer, they're having to do it intravenously because you just cannot get the blood levels high enough with oral intake. You just start peeing it out as fast as you're
Getting diarrhea.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you end up,
I'm taking liposomal, and so that net doesn't necessarily process through the gut. It goes right into the bloodstream under
But even there, your blood levels are going to be limited by what you will absorb. You can only get so much liposomal under your tongue. I mean, when you say liposomal vitamin C, they've basically taken ascorbic acid and just encapsulated it in a fat microglobule to get it through the membrane. But unless you've got this stuff under your tongue 24/7, there's a limit to how much you're going to get in. You know, and so in all the studies where they're using this as an anti-cancer, as an effective antiviral, they're actually starting IVs and running it intravenously. Right. So, you know, as a practical matter for the average guy on the street, vitamin C levels do seem to shorten many viral illnesses. But, you know, there's a difference in shortening the virus or the viral illness. And with coronavirus, I don't know. You know, I haven't seen a study. You know, I know that with many of the cold viruses, and about 30% of our common cold viruses are a coronavirus subspecies. But this is a novel coronavirus, and it appears to be more closely related to the SARS. In fact, it is a SARS-2 version, they say. And so it does not seem to impact the upper respiratory tract. It needs warmer climate. So it gets down deep in the lung as opposed to just up in the nose and throat. You know, the more common cold viruses are heat sensitive. They don't do well down deep in our chest. And that's why they give us runny nose and sore throats, because it's up where the air we're breathing and is cooling that mucous membrane for us. And that's why they tend to be cold weather viruses. Now, this new one, we don't know what's going to happen when it warms up. You know, it.
My symptoms are definitely congestion, throat irritation because of the drainage, a wet cough. No fever, nothing else, absolutely nothing else, just runny nose and a cough.
Well, you know, for the more common upper respiratory viruses, zinc appears to work even better than the vitamin C.
Sure does.
Is that the Cold-EEZE?
Cold-EEZE has a version, yeah.
Zicam
has one.
Yeah.
They do it both as nasal swabs. You can actually take them and rub them up on the inside of the mucous membrane in your nose.
That's right.
They have lozenges. You can suck on them to get them on the oral pharynx.
Mm-hmm.
And the zinc appears to be more effective than the vitamin C for shortening those sorts of viruses.
I'm having trouble finding that on the shelf.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not shocked. You're right.
Yeah. They'll be back. They'll be back. You know, fortunately, the nice thing about this is we really need to remember this. We are not having an economic emergency.
No.
In the country.
We're having a panic emergency.
We're having a panic. We're having a panic attack that has economic consequences.
Sure does.
But once we get control of the virus, I think the economics will come back nice and strong. And
the thing I don't understand about the panic buying is the toilet paper.
It's the toilet paper. That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't get it.
This does not cause diarrhea. Don't need extra toilet paper. You poop the same as you've always pooped.
Well, people think that people associate this kind of panic with a disruption of industry, a disruption of trucking, that they're going to...
Toilet paper and bottled water.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah. The pumping plants are still running. There is going to be water coming out of your faucet. You don't need to stock up on bottled water.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, that's the way it is.
I heard someone say on the toilet paper thing, he's out of toilet paper and is going to have to start using lettuce, but that might just be the tip of the iceberg.
iceberg
lettuce. I do love it.
Yes. Oh, Terry, I'm going to use that. Thanks, Terry. We got to go. But thanks for your call. Let's go to Seattle. Oh, my God. Wait a second.
Yes.
Let me just say, I did walk down the hall.
Yes. Did you have berberine?
Lots of berberine.
Oh, we do.
So the berberine is in.
The berberine is
Everybody, get online and buy our berberine in a hurry before it's gone again.
Is it safe to say that it has antiviral benefits?
Yes, it does. Antibacterial and antiviral. And, I mean, that's why berberine is on the list of things I keep sitting up in my shelf.
Me too.
Just in case. It's my emergent. If I start to get coughs and sniffles, I go for the immune factor E.
That's right.
Berberine, resveratrol, and the C.
Antioxidants with vitamin C.
And these are all available, I think, in healthy supplies on our website, lmclinic.com. You push on the store tab at the top of the page, or products or store, whatever it says. And then there's a search bar, and you type in whatever you're looking for, berberine, et cetera, resveratrol, immune C, what have you. And the information will come up, and you can put it in your shopping cart. And again, I will emphasize, for example, our omega-3s, they are potent. And when you compare our omega-3, for example, to what you get at Costco, ours is a screaming value because ours is more potent. Is that safe
to say? Well, yeah. We also now have the smaller version. Because the big pill was just harder for some older folks to swallow.
1,000 milligrams. Yeah.
So now we use two 500s instead of a single 1,000. Yeah. But, the typical, in 1,000 milligrams of the typical omega-3 fatty acid or fish oil, there's 300 milligrams of omega-3s in 1,000 milligrams of fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is 990 something in 1,000 milligram. I mean, it's almost pure omegas with very little oil.
So three times.
Yes.
So when you look at the real value and how much you actually need to take versus the cost.
Right.
Ours is a screaming value.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, you're just crazy to buy it at Costco. Yeah. Just go to our website, lmclinic.com.
Yeah.
And order it.
Yeah. So when you look at how much content is in the label, make sure you also read the serving size, because they may say, 500 milligrams of this, that, and the other, but that means per three pills or per four pills to get that much that they're talking about. So make sure you know that, so that per pill, it'll be a third of what they're writing.
Yep.
That's right. So, and again, go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push on the store tab or the product tab. I got to check that out. I think it says store at the top of the page, and it'll all pop up. Use the search bar, and it'll take you to whatever product you want and put it in your shopping cart, and then go to the next item. We're talking about berberine, immune factor E, or just immune E. Is it immune factor E or immune E?
It's immune factor E.
Yeah.
Immune factor E, resveratrol, and vitamin C. So there you have it. Those are four items that everybody ought to have on their shelves, I say, for everyday use. But certainly when you're in a situation like now. Okay. I think let's jump into a break right now, about 2 minutes early, so I don't have to interrupt, because when we come back, we will talk with Paul in Seattle about Crohn's disease and a diet if you have Crohn's disease. And then John from Auburn wants to talk about lectins again. That's the second time today about lectins. And then maybe you want to call because you have a question. Well, we have two lines open right now, 1-888-312-5757. 888-312-5757. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
Welcome back, everyone. Pete Talbot here, and we're taking calls. So let's just take another call. Let's go to Seattle and talk to Paul. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead.
What's up?
My question, I had a couple questions. One, you were talking earlier on this show about astaxanthin.
Astaxanthin, yes.
Astaxanthin, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to find. What was that? I missed... I had another call, so I missed what your explanation of that was.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, we were actually talking about astaxanthin because we're out of it right now. And Samira and I both take it, and it irritates us that we can't get it.
I've been asking them every day for the last 10 days, is it in? Is it in? Is it in?
Astaxanthin is a red pigment. It's actually, it can be extracted from certain forms of algae. It is found in salmon. It's what makes salmon red colored. All right. But astaxanthin, there are actually some studies showing that in, hang on a second. Got to turn off this little opera thing. Shut up. Go away. There. Not you, the iPhone. I don't know why I just started playing. anyway, there's some studies showing that astaxanthin, even at doses as low as 6 to 10 milligrams a day, in older people that are developing muscle wasting, we're basically losing our muscle mass and strength, can increase strength and help trigger the reproduction of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory is that in the salmon, the reason they can swim from the ocean and go up the rivers and go up those waterfalls and go mile after mile, you know, sometimes 100 miles inland without stopping to eat or rest, is the high astaxanthin levels in their muscles. And so there's now been a couple of studies showing that in older human beings, relatively modest doses of astaxanthin increase muscularity, strength, and endurance. So, you know, Samira and I, along with every other doctor in our clinic, is popping our astaxanthin tablets daily.
Yeah. Well, you know, we lose muscle mass as we age. And as you've heard us say so many times, muscle is the currency of aging. So we started using it when this paper was published that in human beings, muscle biopsy is showing improvement just with astaxanthin alone. Now, we do a lot more than astaxanthin, but astaxanthin enhances what we do. But then as I looked more deeply into it, it's able to cross the two layers of the mitochondria to get into the mitochondria to provide energy to the cell. Therefore, as an age management supplement, it helps in reducing oxidative damage. And that's why for us it was very critical. And then there are lots of studies coming out now showing that it can enhance cognitive function and can be helpful in early dementia and even Parkinson's disease and ALS.
And women always love it because it improves skin tone.
Yes, it reduces brown spots on the skin. So I've loved the supplement for years.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't sound fair if it only affects women that way.
Well,
no,
I think
it
does
about
men too.
Men too. Sure. The mechanism is the same.
Yeah, mechanism is the same in both
It's just
genders.
That men don't worry about their brown spots. Women do.
Well, I worry about mine.
But, you know, something that you can order from your product tab, as Pete was talking about?
Yes.
Yes, yes, you can. Okay. Unfortunately,
we're out right now.
As of yesterday, we were still out because I was looking for mine.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, hopefully it will be here soon.
On the Combs, the question I had was, I have a friend, she turns 35 this spring, and she was hospitalized for a couple days and was diagnosed with Crohn's. She was dehydrated, and I don't know if it was her diet or what, but I said, I know the doctor I'm going to call to find out what he has to say about this.
Oh, and who's that doctor?
So, in reference to diet, I mean.
Oh, you're funny.
Let me know. I'll give him a call myself. Yeah, the problem with diet and Crohn's is it's so damn individualized.
It really is.
For instance, when you read the recommendation, it says adequate fiber in the diet unless you are fiber sensitive.
Yeah.
Because for some people, increasing fiber causes a flare of the Crohn's. In other people, adequate diet or fiber in the diet decreases their diarrhea and their cramping.
Yeah.
So, I'm not quite sure what to make of that.
I don't know if there's a test or not. I know what has become popular lately is trying what they call the FODMAP diet. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's basically fermentable foods, the oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. And so they trying to eliminate the content of wheat, legumes, milk, yogurt, and certain fruits. And they give you a list of what to avoid. And if you do better when you avoid them, then clearly your gut is sensitive to those foods. And then after they've completed the elimination part, they try to reintroduce some of those sensitive foods to see if you can build an immunity and now you can tolerate it in smaller quantities.
Now, would there be any supplements that would help that particular deficiency in the immune system at all that you guys would recommend?
I don't know. I have seen no studies on it at all. It doesn't mean they don't exist, but it's not something I've ever really researched. So I have to plead ignorance, I fear. See, that's why I told you, whoever that doctor was you were going to call, I'd like to call him myself.
No, that's a tough one. That's a tough question. And I think the answer is it's individualized. There are some people.
Is there like a source you can go to?
Mayo Clinic.
Online that would give you ideas for diet people that have this infliction?
Yeah, Mayo Clinic has a specific Crohn's disease section to their website. So, yeah, hit up Mayo Clinic and then on their search put in Crohn's, and they'll give you excellent up-to-date recommendations.
Well, you'd be happy to hear this, that I ran across two friends of mine that are doctors, and they didn't know the definition of doctor, so I had to give them yours.
You said minor deity, right?
That's right.
Yeah, well,
the last question I had on supplements was that, are you able to, like, order it for somebody and ship it to them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. We have what we call auto ship, where you can actually sign up with the credit card, and they send it every month or every 2 months, however often you choose.
Yeah, you can have it sent every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever. Yeah.
You know, because it all depends on how much you're buying at a time and how much of it you're taking.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah, but they'll auto ship it on a regular basis and then just put the charges on your credit card.
We have many, many. For example, a whole lot of grandparents will buy supplements for their kids and grandkids.
Yeah, that's true, actually. My patients do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we used to do that constantly. Anyway, so anything you need, we can help you. Now, if you want to talk to somebody about ordering various things, you can call during the week at 866-86-YOUNG, and I believe you'll be prompted to push 1 for the store. I think that's possible.
I think you're right, because I've called that number.
yeah, so 866-86-YOUNG, and it'll prompt you. Just push the button, I think it's number 1 or 2, whatever, for the store. And we have 2 or 3 people that work full-time that just take calls and orders and things like that. We have hundreds, maybe thousands of people that are ordering various products. And like I said, they're not only good products, because this guy standing next to me right now created them and is in charge of the quality control, the formulations, and all of that. And he won't listen to me, and he won't raise the prices on them.
Nope.
Not well, he knows the definition of doctor, so what can I tell you?
Yeah. Well, you know, that
very, very properly, very competitively priced. You'll be very happy.
You know, the supplements, I started those years ago in part because I saw an article from what is the company that checks Consumers Reports? And they had gone through a whole bunch of reputable brands in drugstores and actually did an analysis of what was in the bottle and compared it with what was on the label. And there was almost no connection.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, if it said 100 milligrams, there might be 30, there might be 70, there might be 140, or there might be 0. And so when I designed our supplements, what I did was I did a contract with the companies that I have make it for me that said that every batch goes out to a separate laboratory for analysis. And it has to be within 5% of the label claim, or we reject it. And they have to go back and make it again for us. Now, as a consequence of that, we can't be the cheapest, because when they price it for us, they have to calculate that we are going to reject a certain percentage of what they send us.
Do you know how many times we reject? I've never asked you that.
I don't have
happens,
a number.
It happens occasionally. It happens.
Well, yeah, because they're very picky with us now.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So they do the analysis before they try to ship it.
That's right.
And they send us the analysis, and then we say, okay, ship it.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that if a label on my product says X amount, I want to know that people are really going to get what's on the label.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
And So there you go. Again, you can get all of these products, and I think we should count them, for goodness sakes, but there's got to be at least 50 different products on there that you've created over the years. You keep adjusting them as the science rolls in.
Mm-hmm. And there's a few we've dropped off through the years, and a few others that I want to add.
That's right.
And adjust appropriately as the science becomes more obvious. So there you have it. Go to our website, lmclinic.com. Push the store tab at the top. There is a search bar, which allows you to search for any product, and you can put it in your shopping cart, go back and look at other things. The 4 items, by the way, associated that we've mentioned a few times by default today for related to the virus issue: berberine, immune factor E, resveratrol, and vitamin C. Very, very smart to be taking those. Thank you, Paul. Hey, we're going to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to take some more calls. For example, John in Auburn about lectins, Dennis in Lakewood about fish oil, and Bonnie in Edmonds about heart valves. Ooh, we got a half hour to go. You don't go anywhere.
Leading Edge Medicine. Do you have a question? Well, you can call now at 1-888-312-5757 and tell your friends to listen, too. That's 1-888-312-5757.
All right. We are back. It is 32 minutes past the hour. That means we've got 28 minutes to go to take some more of your calls. And I think we're going to be able to do that. I have one line open right now for a total of four calls. Probably we can get all four of them in. We should be. So if you still have a question that you're just really eager to get asked or answered, call us at 888-312-5757, 888-312-5757. And I think it's probably a good time from here on out. I think during the next several weeks especially, I'm going to be talking about our longevity store. Because these are items, people are probably not aware that there are supplements that do have an antibacterial, antiviral viral benefit.
Yep.
And for crying out loud, maybe you say, well, I don't believe in supplements. Well, you got to get over that real fast. But this would be a good time to get over that insanity, especially when you hear doctors say, oh, you don't need any supplements.
Well, I just heard that on the TV the other day, too. Somebody said, you know, well, I don't know about that, but just wash your hands. And I thought, okay.
Stupidity. Well, never mind. So berberine, immune factor E, resveratrol, vitamin C, those are three things. Get some on our website.
And I would say stupidity is unkind. What you should have said is willful ignorance.
Yeah.
They've chosen to not look at the papers. They've chosen to be ignorant on the subject.
Yeah.
So
it just is almost amazing. There are physicians out there. There are physicians out there that say you don't need any. The real problem are the physicians out there, which is, I would say, traditional orthodox physicians who damn with faint praise. They'll say, oh, well, yeah, they're okay. Yeah. But in essence, they're telling you,
don't bother.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
And those people irritate me every bit as much as the really stupid ones that say, no, you don't need them. So there you go. Again, I guess I'm unkind,
you know,
and I use the word.
Traditionally, we've kind of relied on diet providing all the nutrients that we need, but we know for a fact that we don't have that good diet that provides us with all the nutrients. Yeah. And even if we did, the foods have changed, and they are not as nutrient-rich as they used to be.
Also, just the way we eat.
Yeah.
I do not know very many people who go out three times a day and start with fresh ingredients.
That's right.
And cook and chop and, you know, baste and produce three good, well-balanced meals for their family every day.
I know. My grandmother used to do that back in India.
Yes.
But I don't know anybody else.
My grandmother used to do it in South Carolina. But yes, you know, today people grab, we grab some quick calories here. We grab a few quick calories there.
Yeah.
And we just let it go.
Yeah.
Well, they're eating lots of calories and low fiber foods. I mean, there's so many issues.
A lot of fat, a lot of sugar, a lot of simple carbs.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. So the idea of, the idea of proper supplementation, wise supplementation. This is why these people are listening to the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is why Michelle is probably going to be, I'm going to get a nasty, you know this, right, Jerry? I'm going to get a nasty, a pleasant but firm reminder from Michelle that when we do a promotion on the radio show, give them advance notice.
Well, and of course, we have not.
And we have not given them.
That's why they're upset at me, too, because after I did the presentation to the doctors on astaxanthin, we ran out.
Right.
And they were so mad at me. They go, and now they've started asking me. So, okay, what is it this month?
That's right. So we'll do a better job. But I just went again back to the storage area. We just combined it, by the way. It's kind of nice because we've got this huge facility.
We took it out of the warehouse.
We took it out of the big warehouse where we do other things, and we brought it in, have a pretty darn good size area with our supplements here in corporate headquarters. And we do have a good supply. So you can order berberine, immune factor E, resveratrol, and C.
Vitamin C with antioxidants.
And look at all the other things that we have, too.
Yeah. Antioxidants with vitamin C.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Not just
That's
C.
true.
Yeah.
Antioxidants with vitamin C.
Yes.
So, but Michelle will forgive us. I'm going to blame it on Jerry. And I can do that.
She can.
A degree of...
Broad shoulders and a high stress tolerance.
Okay.
Let's go tall.
Tall counts.
To Auburn and John.
Sure.
John, welcome to the show, John.
Hello, John.
Good morning.
Morning,
well, John.
You recommend tomato sauce. However, the latest warning is lectin is eating holes in your intestinal lining.
But he's very specific about when he recommends tomato sauce.
That's right.
And it's paste, isn't it?
Well, it's tomato paste, but basically either frozen or cooked tomatoes. Because you don't release the active chemicals from intact fresh tomatoes. Yeah, I like it for people who have early stage prostate cancer. And that's why I recommend it. You know,
who's saying it'll develop holes in
Because there's a high amount of lectin. And lectins can indeed, in some people, trigger leaky gut syndrome.
Okay.
The problem with that whole theory is that the longest-lived people on Earth, those who live in the so-called blue zones, the areas where they have the highest percentage of centurions on the planet, are areas in which beans and legumes that are very high in lectin also happen to be the primary basis of their diet.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so on the one hand, we get a lot of warnings that lectins, you know, can trigger leaky gut syndrome. On the other hand, in the real live world, people that live the longest consume very high quantities of lectin.
Yeah. And it's confusing sometimes, you know, when I look at inflammation markers, and if those are rising on my patients, I will tell them to back off on lectins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a counterintuitive. Again, as you said, you know that it may help and at some level, but at another level, when you're reading numbers and you know something's going on, you're telling them, okay, you need to back off on this.
And, you know, part of this is our individual genome.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are a mishmash of inbred subspecies. Until recently, in the last 100 years, people from India, your ancestors, did not meet much with my ancestors up from Scandinavia.
That's right.
You know, the Vikings and the Hindus were pretty much separate.
Uh-huh.
And those down in South Africa and those in the Han Chinese and northeastern China did not mix very well, just because of distance and transportation. And people tended to reproduce, to have their babies with people within about a 5-mile radius of where they were born.
Mm-hmm.
You were born, you grew up, and you married the boy or the girl in the village next door or the other side of this village, and that's where you had your kids.
Mm.
And so through the millennia, human beings developed a whole series of subspecies. And we have different genetic traits, and we have different tolerances. And some of us are very intolerant of one thing, and others are very intolerant of something else.
Mm.
So, So yes, I think that generally lectins work well for most people. Certainly tomato paste for some, a guy that's got a prostate cancer, I push that pretty heavy along with lots and lots of green tea.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if he's getting diarrhea and abdominal pain, and then you better back off.
That's right.
Does that answer your concern?
Well, I think so. One last question here.
Sure.
Metformin and berberine taken as a prophylactic on a long-term basis. Is there anything to watch out for in the way of
yes.
Medical conditions?
Yes. Vitamin B deficiencies.
Diarrhea.
And diarrhea, yes. Both of those compounds, if you take too high a dose, will give you loose stools.
Mm-hmm. Flatulence, loose stool.
And the metformin, although I don't think the berberine does, but the metformin does lower vitamin B absorption. And so people that are on long-term metformin can become vitamin B deficient. So I make sure those people are taking enough vitamin B.
You said vitamin B, not E. Is that right?
Right. B as in boy.
Okay. Very good. Cellular failure there. Okay.
Yep.
I guess, and then resume. What's the doctor at the University of Washington that performs that?
Well, he wasn't doing the resume. That was Guy Johnson. Dr. Johnson is an invasive radiologist, or procedural radiologist, that does the arterial embolization, the prostate arterial embolization to shrink the prostates. The resume is done by the urologists, and I don't have the name of the doctor that was doing that.
Yeah, I think this gentleman that called in knows of a radiologist at Kaiser. Urologist at Kaiser who's doing it. So I think most big institutions have urologists that will perform the Rezūm procedure. Rezūm is a new procedure for the prostate.
Right. Yeah. Rezūm is a procedure in which they basically puncture the urethra, put a needle sideways into the prostate, and basically inject a small quantity of steam and use the steam to kill prostate tissue without damaging the urethra, the prostatic urethra that goes through the prostate, except for the little puncture wounds.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the better option than the arterial embolization.
The problem I see with the arterial embolization is simply because it's done by procedural radiologists rather than urologists, and because urologists see 99% of the prostate problems, it means that the radiology procedure is not done very often. And that's just a matter of experience. Dr. Johnson was saying he only is doing about one per month.
Hmm.
And whereas the urologists are doing their procedures, you know, several times a week.
That's right.
So it's a matter of, you know, simple exposure so they get the experience with the procedure.
Yeah, and Rezūm's been out for about 4 or 5 years now, so they do have some data that they have collected over time.
Right.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Yeah. And now we are going to go to our final break of the 4 hours. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Dennis about fish oil. And then to Bonnie from Edmonds about a heart valve issue. And then a reminder to all of you, berberine, immune factor E, resveratrol, and vitamin C are a smart thing for you to consider. And you can get them all. We have them in stock. I've seen them with my very two eyes this morning. Go to our website, lmclinic.com. Push the store tab on the top of the page. And pick up what you need. We can get them in the mail probably by Monday. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation at 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
Okay, let's get right to it again. Our immune package, you can pick up individually. Berberine, Immune Factor E, resveratrol, and vitamin C. We got them all.
And then berberine has the other advantage of helping lower your sugar. Right now, if you're sitting at home and doing nothing, you're
eating chocolates
or whatever else you have at home. And so berberine has another advantage too.
Go to our
self-quarantine should not involve See's candy.
Well, it does. Sorry. And some wine and some chocolates and some crackers.
My goodness. I'm coming to your house.
No, it's quarantine.
That's right. You won't let me in.
Social distancing.
LMClinic.com and push on the store tab at the top of the page. Berberine, Immune Factor E, resveratrol, vitamin C. What a great idea. Great idea. All right. Let's go to, where am I going? Lakewood and Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I need some clarification on astaxanthin. I'm hearing two pronunciations, astaxanthin and astaxanthin. The same thing?
Astaxanthin.
I think he just swore at me.
Let me spell it for you. It's A-X-T-H-A-N-thin, astaxanthin. I think there's an S somewhere in there, but it's an X.
Well, the X is said like an S. That's why. It's astaxanthin. It okay. Yeah, A-X.
Okay. Appreciate that. Okay, so my question.
Sorry, just 1 second. It's A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you. I talked to some very nice folks at your Tacoma facility and got some information on krill oil as opposed to fish oil, and they sent me some good information, but I'm interested in you folks' opinion. Is one really better than the other? Fish oil seems to be less expensive.
By far. Yeah. I stick with the fish oil.
Yeah.
There is a theoretical advantage of cellular absorption with the krill oil. But the amounts of oil are so much tinier and the cost so much higher. And the research is almost all done on the fish oils.
Yeah. That's exactly what you said to me when I brought it up with you a few years ago when I had looked it up. I mean, krill oil seemed so compelling when I read the research. And I think to me, the biggest advantage, Jerry, is for people who are worried about toxic exposure.
Yes.
So the crustacean's lifespan is only a couple of weeks, so its ability to accumulate heavy metals is much less with the krill oil. And to me, I think, after talking to you, that's probably its biggest and only advantage over fish oil.
Yeah, and the thing is that in the omegas that we do, it is distilled. It's not straight fish oil. You know, fish oil has about 300 milligrams of omega-3s per 1,000 milligrams of compound, of total fish oil. And in ours, it's over 950-something milligrams of omega-3s in 1,000. So there's very little of the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone through a distillation process in which the metals, the pesticides, the other things that might have been present in the fish are no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually purified the omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a standpoint of the vast majority of the research showing the benefits is done with the fish-based, the cost is an enormous advantage of the fish-based.
Mm-hmm.
If, on the other hand, you're someone that simply must have those tiny little krill oil pills to swallow because, you know, you've got a stricture in your throat or something.
Yeah.
Then that makes sense to me.
Sure.
But
Yeah.
Otherwise, I personally, for me, I take the fish-based.
Mm-hmm. What about for children? If somebody wants to give it to their children and they think...
My daughter swigs down the liquid fish oils.
Yeah.
She, you know, they have these...
Oh, lemon.
The lemon-flavored fish oils. Yeah. And she has sucked that down. She looks forward to it. Mom just hands her the bottle. She's now seven.
Yeah.
She tips it up and takes a big swig, and we got to pull it away from her.
Yeah, it actually tastes very good. I've tried it, too.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dennis. All right, let's go to Edmonds and talk with Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi there.
How can we help?
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
And I'm good morning, Dr. Mixon. I just recently got my 3-month checkup with Dr. Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so but I'm calling today for a friend who I suggested she take a product. It's called Remind, and it has lithium in it because she's forgetting words.
Uh-huh.
It helps with the dead cells in your brain and it has lithium and then some other product in it with it as well. But her medical doctors tell her you cannot take that because she has a leaky valve, heart valve, and they don't think the lithium is good for her. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's a problem. What do you think?
I don't know. I have... You know, I am aware of the low-dose lithium therapies. There are a fair number. I know a neuropsychiatrist who uses it on a lot of his people. But I'd have to ask Dr. Maiden if he knows of a contraindication with lithium with cardiac disease, especially with valvular disease. I'm not aware of one, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There are large areas of the world that I'm ignorant of. So... No, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, Jerry. It is neuroprotective for sure, and it is used for cognitive function, even as prescription grade, actually.
Yeah.
But I did not know about the gut issues.
Well, no, she's talking about the heart valves.
Heart issues. Heart valves. I don't know about the heart valves.
I don't
valves.
Know anything about heart valves.
I don't
okay.
either.
Is it possible that you could check into it?
I think we almost certainly will. Again,
okay, thank you.
I'll probably be checking with
Dr. Maiden.
Yeah, Reuben Maiden. He's my favorite cardiologist. So
okay.
I usually chat with him about things like this.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. One last question. How do you get the mercury out of your fish oil?
Yes, like I said, it is distilled. They basically raise the... it's not really raising the temperature. It's a vacuum distillation. They put it in and they drop the air pressure enough that the omega-3s become volatile. First comes off the water and they dump that. The oils come off and the omega-3s are heavier and they come off. And then you end up with the complex residues and the metals and stuff at the very bottom of the vat, which all get thrown away. They clean out the vat and do the next batch. So it's a vacuum distillation process. They don't heat it. They take it off by pulling the air pressure real low.
Okay. That sounds good to me. All right. Thank you very much. You guys have a good weekend, rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
You too, Bonnie. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your service. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, this has been a fun 4 hours. In fact, it's been a real fun 4 hours. Lots of really good calls.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you had several good rants. Samira, you had
rant?
A couple
moi?
Good rants. I even got in my 2 cents. And again, I just am, it's so fun to know that we have answers for people that they can't get anywhere else.
Yep.
Well, they could,
but it's also
not getting
a cause for humility when they ask us questions and
we don't know the
answer.
Yeah, that's true. That happened only a couple of times here.
Well, but that's several times today.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I am constantly reminded of how little I know about medicine. I read all the time. I know as much as most folks and more than some, but I don't know it all. Wish I did.
Yep.
Well, with that in mind, a quick reminder that if you would like to take that first little baby step, one thing that I've always encouraged this show to do and others to do, when you're teaching, it doesn't do any good to teach without telling people or without giving people a step that they can take, even if it's a baby step. You can't just leave them frustrated with giving them facts that give them even more anxiety, because that's what it does if you don't give them a step that they can take. So now that you've heard today, depending on how much time you listened over the last 4 hours, now you know there are things that you can do that will benefit and make your aging process a whole lot better. And so that's why almost 2 years ago now, we created the free health analysis appointment. For 19 years, we didn't do it this way. But we realized, okay, hey, if you don't measure, you don't know, is something Dr. Mixon has said for decades now. We measure a lot of things. And so we will give you a free health analysis appointment, and we will give you 2 free tests as well. Now, we have a whole lot of tests that we do for our regular full-time, full-bore patients. But let us at least do that for you. Go to our website. That's how you make your appointments. At least 95% of the people who do make appointments do it online by going to our website, lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com, and push on the health analysis appointment tab and make your own appointment. And we'd love you to do that. Now, also for the berberine, immune factor E, resveratrol, and vitamin C, those are each have bacterial and antiviral benefits. My goodness. Go to our website also, lmclinic.com, same website. Push on the store tab at the top of the page. And with the search bar, search for these items, put them in your shopping cart, and we'll get them in the mail to you probably by Monday afternoon. Have a good weekend, everyone.